time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the Cape Ann Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Hey, Sports Desk, how's it going, everybody? Dom Nicastro here on MSONewsSports.com. A weekly show sponsored by Cape Ann Savings Bank, Student Athlete of the Week, Moynihan Lumber. And we are back at it for another show. This is mid-October. The thick of it all, baby. So this is where we start to think about the postseason a little bit. Golf for sure. And we're inching closer in the sports like soccer, field hockey, and football, of course. So October is the month, the four-week stretch. Teams finish up the regular season, and then we'll get into the postseason based on those MIAA rankings. So we're excited about that. We have a lineup today of a Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week going back to Rockport this week, kind of like cycle two of the school year. And then we will catch up with Mascanomics football coach, young part of his career, but doing great so far. Absolutely great. And they are doing great again in that wonderful NEC football conference. Northeastern Conference is looking super strong. So let's waste no time, get to our guest, and then after that, we'll just catch up around the North Shore sports scene.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk back at it with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. We're going to Rockport this week for the second time this school year and onto the soccer field with Brooke Cody. What's going on, Brooke?
Not much.
Nice.
Lots of sports going on.
Of course. Yeah. You're busy. I mean, it just starts and then, like, you know, you get going and there's classwork and school and sports. Now, tell me, let's go back to the summer. Like, what kind of, like, when do you start sort of officially, like, all right, we're getting into soccer mode now and we're going to have captain's practices? How does that go?
Right. We, this year especially, we've had a great coach. She's amazing. We started last winter planning. And we had everything set up. We knew when we were starting captain's practices. We started early June. We even had some bonding before summer even started. We got the team together. We made sure we all like knew what was going to happen. And I'd say the captains this year are so committed. Our coach has said multiple times how much the team has changed just from the three captains. Like, we have lifted the team so much. It's been great. So yeah. I feel like having that start in the summer was amazing. It just kicked everything off. It was great.
Yeah. And who are the captains alongside Brooke Cody?
Katie Duan, who's junior, and Gabby Lucido, who's also a senior.
Oh, that's cool to have a junior on there. I always, whenever there's like a junior captain, I'm like, oh, wow, she must be the real deal because, you know, usually that's a, like a senior a thing, right? But that's cool. Yeah. Tell me about that dynamic of the captains. I'm sure there's like a captain's text chain going on, something like that, right?
Yeah, we've always communicated. We've always known each other too, which is great. We've been great friends through soccer. I played with both of them since elementary school, so it's been easier. But we also can bounce off each other. We're not afraid to say what we need to say. Like, we communicate with the team daily.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we have multiple text chains, obviously, but that one definitely gets used the most.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, what are we going to do? Where's the focus? She's doing this. We need to work with her on that. And in that sense, does Rockport this year have a younger squad, would you say? Like, a lot of freshmen, sophomores, or is it spread out?
Yeah, right now we have a few that were pulled up from our middle school team just because of number wise. We have, I'd say, two or three that are swing players. That's what we call them because they went from middle to high school. I'd say a majority of our starting lineup is junior, senior, a few freshmen, actually, which is great.
Yeah.
Of diverse that, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But it's a really well-rounded group, which I love. But
yeah, and I know Rockport's pretty small, but did you have enough to have a JV team and everything?
Not this year. I don't think we've had a JV team since I was in middle school, and I'm a senior now.
Yeah.
Which has been a change, but it's also great for the younger kids to know what it's like early.
Yeah.
And to be a harder team, especially I've seen eighth graders, freshmen grown so much in just a month and a half just from being on this team and being pushed like they were a senior or junior on the team.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys play in the Cape Ann League?
Yes.
And so the smaller side of the Cape Ann League is the Hamilton Wynnums, the Manchester Essex, right? But you also play the larger school, like one game throughout the fall. Is that correct? Like the who's an example of a larger school? Like Triton, I guess they're in the
lounge. Yeah, we're spreading.
Yeah. So you're like who's the best team in the Cape Ann League large, would you say?
I'd say coming up tomorrow night, we have Newburyport. Okay. I'm not sure how that's going to go yet, but I've heard good things about that team.
Yeah.
Wynnum, even though it's smaller, great players, great team, bigger school, but.
Oh, that's right. Because Hamilton Wynnum's like state title in the last few years and they're always in the mix. So the point I'm getting to is like you have this freshman girl that comes on and then like they're playing against Hamilton Wynnum suddenly, right? And they go from like youth soccer to like, wow, MIAA state champ kind of caliber. That must be scary for some of those younger girls.
It is. I mean, I think the way we've not prepared them, but we've shown them what it's like to be on the field. They've had that experience. Now they just know what to do. Yeah. Like some days are harder than others. We are the smallest team that people are playing, but sometimes it does show on the field. They're like, wow, they really can step it up.
Yeah.
My coach also likes to say like, they don't expect anything from you. So go show you them what you have, which is a great way to think of it. Because some people are like, oh, it's Rockport. And then we go on the field and they're like, oh my God, it's Rockport. Like, they're doing great.
Yeah. It's like the Patriots last night. No one expected that to happen. And just like, go out, do what you can and see what happens.
Exactly.
You earn the opportunity. So take the most of it, right? Get the most out of it. But that Cape Ann League is so strong. I mean, you guys have had about 10 matches so far. Did you play Hamilton Wynnum yet?
We did.
Would you put them pretty much at the top in terms of competitors?
So far, I would. They're just great. They have great pace of the game. Like, they're intelligent. It's just, I don't have much to say about it. They were great. They work as a team. I mean, I feel like we do as well, but they just have that, like, quick, they know what to do mentality that we don't really have yet. And they're obviously state champions. Like, crazy.
Right.
12 years, everything, but.
Yeah, serious business from the Lady Generals. Now, on the flip side, have you played a team in the first half of the season where you were super competitive and you're like, I want them next time. We're going to get them the second half of the year.
There was a game we tied. We were down 3-1 and we ended up tying 3-3 against which sadly we don't play them again, but that was a great game. Like everyone put their all. We didn't have any subs. It was just people playing. They just wanted to be in the game, which is one of the best games I'd say we've had this season, which is awesome. But
yeah. And where do you fit into the whole Viking scheme? Like, what position you play in, and has that changed in your first few years going into senior year? Has anything changed for you?
Well, my freshman year, I went in, and we've had different coaches. Like, my friend Gabby and I were captains together now. We've had different coaches throughout our entire high school career.
Yeah.
I did start as a defender, which I never knew I'd be a defender, but I was put in, I was like, okay. And I actually ended up being really good at it. I was like, wow. I didn't love it, but I wanted to be someone for the team, which is why I started to love it. And so then coming into this year, I got put back on where I kind of like to be better, more comfortable on the wing, on midfield area, which I'd say I am more vocal about that because I know what I'm doing more.
Yeah.
And so I can help kind of guide people on the field, which is nice. But I think this year, especially, something shifted just because it's senior year. It's like something almost like magical happens. You're like, wow, like I want to be on this field. I want to be extra vocal. I want to be playing this right. I want to be here. Like in that way, I've just felt like
100%
all of it. I need to be 100% involved.
Yeah. Have you found the net yet? Personally, have you?
I'd say soon.
Okay. All right. I like the attitude.
Yes. For me, I like seeing other people succeed more than that in some ways. I like being the one that leads up to it sometimes.
Yeah, but come on. It's nice to put that ball on
off
your own foot.
Right.
It's hard, though. I mean, like, it's
hard.
The opportunities, it's not like, you know, ice hockey, you get a breakaway. It's like the soccer breakaways don't happen that much. And, you know, it's a team sport, and it's like the long game, right? It's just like, you know, setups, patience, and then like find a seam. So, you know, when your offense is doing its job, like what is happening out there? You girls communicating well? Are you fast? Like what would be the strength of the Vikings offense, would you say?
I think we're very strategic where we put our players. Like we have a few that have stayed with us that are year round club players that are great and they connect with us well. They share ideas. Katie Dewan, our junior captain, she's one of those players. And we have our center of the field kind of distribute the ball up, which is great.
Yeah.
And our captains, especially me, I'd say, are very, very vocal on the field. And I always tell them it's out of love. Like it's never something terribly negative, but I'm definitely constantly talking to them, constantly like sending the ball up, saying I'm open, blah, blah, blah. It's just good to have that on the field because some people are like, what the heck am I doing? Especially our freshmen who are out there like going against seniors themselves, which is nice to have the guidance, I'd say. And they're all grateful for it. They've even came up to us and like the feedback is amazing. Like, please keep it up, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. And I'm looking at, you know, the rankings at the moment. And although your record's not great, you guys would be in the tournament if it started today, right? Like, you know, you're the 17th ranked team in the state and the top 32 make it with additional like 500 teams that are below the 32. So like, for instance, Foxborough Regional Charter, they're 6-1-2, but they're 39th. You know, like they're way down. It's all about the strength of schedule. So it's almost like you guys, you know, just get through that regular season. You get in the playoffs and you face these amazing Cape Ann League teams. You'll be, I mean, do you feel like you'll be ready for like that Division V tournament? It feels like you would be.
Oh, 100%. I feel like with coaching wise and just because of who we've played, it's just a matter of time, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because we've faced almost the best of the best. We faced D2 teams. We kind of know what to expect. It's just the point of getting ourselves mentally prepared. Because we know how to do things, we just have a hard time displaying them.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes an issue. But I definitely think it's because of those harder teams were ranked so high, especially when we keep the games closer together, which is good. But
yeah, yeah. Well, Rockport all has to do is stay in the Cape Ann League, and you'll probably get into the Division V tournament every year. Have you been to the tournament before in your previous seasons?
We have. I can't remember if we did. I think we got to our first game last year.
Yeah.
I was injured, unfortunately, so I didn't get to play. But I think the year after, or the year prior, we did too.
Yeah. Injured, junior year, how much time did you miss?
I had a concussion at the end of this season, so about 2 weeks.
Oh, you just missed about two weeks. Okay. Yeah. You had the concussion happen in a game or a practice?
Yeah, in a game.
Oh, man. What happened?
I was a defender, and the girl was taking a shot from around the 18, and it was full force right to my head.
She drilled the head. Oh, my goodness. That, did you get knocked out?
It was a weird feeling because I couldn't see for a little bit. It was bad, but it was scary, but it was good to still get to see people play in the tournament. It was sad I couldn't, but it was a tough 2 weeks.
Emphasis on see people play in the tournament. That's great that you could. I mean, you got your sight back. And
exactly.
You went to the hospital that night?
I hadn't got a concussion before that. So I wasn't really 100% sure.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't know. That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. I waited a day or two. I went to my school nurse and she's like, oh, my God, why didn't you do something about it? I was like, oh, shoot.
Symptoms. Yeah.
Right. So I was out of school for a few days. No electronics, like all the regular stuff. But it ended up being fine, thankfully.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're here and you've clearly rebounded. And between that, junior year soccer and senior year soccer, you played tennis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you take the winter off from sports and you just kind of like get ready for tennis kind of thing?
I usually do. It's not really a club, but I go to the MAC weekly for tennis during the winter. And I also work, so that's part of it, of my schedule. But that helps get ready, so I'm not doing nothing during the winter. Yeah, I used to play basketball, but I just didn't love it, and I didn't contribute as much as I wanted to, so.
Yeah. How's things going in tennis? I mean, you've played the MAC and stuff, but that sounds like a serious sport for you.
I'd say I prefer soccer over it, an interest in how long I've played, but tennis is great. Like, we've made it to tournament before. It's competitive. Our team is bigger than soccer, which is amazing. I'd say it's less, I don't want to say it's less team-based, but it is more separate.
Right.
Because we aren't playing together.
But of course, yeah. What slot do you play in tennis?
Usually first or second doubles, which I like.
Ah, okay. Cool. Yeah, that's obviously going to find the right partner and have good chemistry. Is it one of those things where you always talk before you serve? Like, I'm going to try to, you know, like...
Usually.
Yeah. That seems tedious.
Exactly. It is.
Yeah. I'm going to try to kick it to the left, like outside. Like, and then you don't, and then it goes on the inside. Like, it's always,
struggle.
Yeah. But, well, that's cool. So, yeah, so the Vikings have had success in tennis. What's academically fun for you? Like, where's your mindset in terms of, like, the classroom, what you want to focus on after high school?
So, my junior year, I started focusing more on the higher classes. I've always taken only honors throughout all of my high school. And junior year, I was allowed to take APs because our school really does junior, senior for that. So I took AP Chem and AP US History last year.
Yeah.
Both went great. And I kind of found myself liking the more science route. I've always liked the medical field, pre-med for college. And I'm still feeling that way now, which is great. I love that I've stuck with it.
Nice.
So this year, I'm taking 4 APs and 1 honors class. I have AP Bio, AP Literature, AP Spanish, and AP Psychology, which is great for me to find the balance between sports and academics that heavy.
Yeah.
Which I felt like I've managed my time so well, which is so nice for me to feel that way now and then go into college and be like, oh, I can manage my time.
Yeah. Is there a path, like a career, like something that you have your eyes on?
I really like dermatology right now. I think I'd be really interested in it just because of the way I am now. I like the medical field, and I also like things that aren't as stressful as being in the operating room performing surgery, which I think I'd love that. But
so it's like skincare and you know, stay out of the sun. No, there's obviously a lot more to it than that.
Pretty much.
My wife's an esthetician. She's, you know, it's always talking about skincare. Like, give me some of that. I need some help. You know. But no, like, yeah, that's awesome. That's admirable. You want to get into some kind of healthcare. you know, we need it. We need more.
Right.
And that is, so college wise, is it like something you're really buried in right now in terms of application, something already out of the way, or is it just starting?
I was happy I set myself up well for it. I started in the summer, which I'm very thankful for because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Just making sure you have everything for your application, where you actually want to go, great list, like scholarships, everything, which I think it's been good so far. I'm lucky to kind of know where I want to be. I have a range of places, which I'd be happy to go to wherever I get in. But
yeah,
I just think it's a matter of time and I'm excited to have it settle down. I know where I am.
Yeah, 100%. And what was the one of the toughest questions to answer in a college application? Like in terms of like essays?
I think it's so, a lot of people are confused on why it's so hard, but just the questions about like you yourself. It's like, oh, who are you? Why? Yeah. What will you bring to our school? And it's almost like I stump myself because I'm like, wait a minute, I don't really.
I'm awesome. Like, you know, like, what do you say? Like, I work really hard. Like, you know, how do you make yourself stand out? Right. It's like, what do you say? What did you say? Right. Like, give me an example of what you kind of said. Do you remember?
There's one, I have an October 15th deadline, which is coming up.
Yeah.
And it's one of my tougher schools. And they just kind of asked, like, what will you bring to our school? Like, what qualities do you have? Like, share a memory or something. And I kind of just talked about how I seek change because I've lived in Rockport. I've lived in a tiny school, tiny town.
Yeah.
I've just been so used to the same thing for 4 years, for 6 years, like elementary school up. And I just think I'm ready for that next step. And I've kind of sought it this year.
Yeah.
Like I've branched out. I have friends from different areas, different towns. Like I've kind of built that for myself. And I feel like I would bring that to wherever I go.
Yeah.
Let's see that.
I wonder if those admissions office folks ever follow up and say, all right, Brooke Cody, it's October, sophomore year. Have you changed? Have you brought change to our school yet? You know?
Right, I know.
When they exactly. Kick you out if you don't. Like, you can't. You didn't bring change. That's it. You're done.
I know.
You haven't worked hard, we think, so you're out of here. But no, it's a nice way to get to know where your head's at and kind of like, they get so many applicants. How does Brooke Cody stand out?
Exactly.
That was what they're looking for, probably. So. But you sound like you're on a good path for that. The Vikings working their way in the second half of the season. What kinds of things you want to sort of tighten up on the field? Where can you guys improve the most, would you say?
I'd say, surprisingly, this is the year we've bonded the most. We have incredible connection between all of our teammates. We're not afraid to say anything to each other at this point. And that is one of the most amazing things to have because we can succeed so much from that.
Yeah.
I think it's just actually pulling together and using our skill to our advantage. Because sometimes we freeze up on the field and we're like, oh my God, like we're down 2-0, like, and then we kind of just give up. And yeah. That's also due to the amount of subs we have, the amount of people we have, injuries, taking people, like illnesses, everything. Like it's just, it comes down to numbers at some points. Like, doesn't matter about our skills, just how many kids we have on the field.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough to you beat yourself up mentally. You're like, we're down 2-0. We're not going to come back. This is North Reading for kind of, you know, but then you can always say, just take 28-3. And that's the Patriots score when they were down like a few Super Bowls ago. They were down 28-3 in the third quarter and they won against the Falcons. Look, you've been great. Congratulations on winning the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week Award. That's huge.
Thank you.
Yep. Second winner from Rockport. And that puts you in the running. It's way at the end of the year. So you got to keep doing well for the Athlete of the Year. So,
oh, wow.
You're officially a nominee for that. So keep it up.
Thank you.
And good luck the rest of the soccer season. And then tennis will be here before you know it. So good luck in that, too, Brooke Cody.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good night and best of luck.
Thank you. Talk soon.
Bye.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport. When a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at KPN Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
KPN Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? If you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, come to Moynihan Lumber to check out the Anderson Woodright Replacement Window, which can add considerable value to any home. You can see all the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com. That's MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk, we're back at it with our latest guest, and it's going to be Masconomic football coach Patrick Sheehan. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, Dom. How you doing, man?
Good. Very good. So glad to have you on. Masco with another fast start right now. 5 games in, 4 victories. The latest coming on October 3rd over Peabody at home, 41-6. Always good to beat the Tanners. Let's just start right there. How did you guys look the other night?
We played really well in all three phases of the game. We came off a real humbling experience at Winchester the previous Friday night, where we kind of got our doors blown off, physically, mentally, coaching wise. They had a really great plan. We didn't really have a good answer. And a testament to the kids' resilience, we had a great week of practice, just a new sense of urgency, and executed in all phases.
Yeah, I love it. You know, the team has had no problems putting points on the board, even with the Winchester loss, 22 spot. What's going well and who's going well offensively?
Yeah, offensively, you know, I'd like to start with our offensive guys that are on that side of the ball as far as coaches go. And Neil Wyman and Eric McCarthy are two familiar names from the Cape Ann League. Those two guys are doing a great job with just working together and coordinating what is a pretty versatile offense, probably starting with Jack Fabiano, who's, you know, who does it all. His stat line last week at Peabody was 3 carries for 101 yards and 3 touchdowns. He's a very unique, he's different. But that, you know, last year we rode Fabs pretty hard when we were finding ourselves in, you know, in our first year. Cal Wyman is always a threat on the outside. He has multiple 100-yard games. I think he has a touchdown in every game. Liam Ginley has come into form on the offensive side of the ball as kind of Drew Gustafson, our quarterback, who's doing a fantastic job kind of leading the offense from that role. Liam Ginley's doing a great job. Connor Mitchell at tight end has done a great job. And the offensive line has gotten better and better each week. We've got big Cam Bucherie, all 6'5", 350 pounds of him at left guard. And yeah, he's a big boy. He's a big boy. He's got a, and he moves like a dancer.
Yeah, you got to be getting some attention at that stature, right?
Yeah, you know, he's tough to look away from. You know, he's a good looking lineman. Alex Russo at center, Ethan King at left tackle, Evan Velardo at right tackle, and one of our captains, Nino Stefanelli's been out for a two-way lineman since Newburyport, and Caden McCarthy has jumped in that role as a sophomore and done a great job on a real senior laden offensive line.
Yeah. 4-1 this year, 7-3 last year. So 11 wins and two short season as head coach for you here in this new role. Tell me about the whole body of work, coming into Masco, kind of what you wanted to establish, and, two seasons in, you have the benefit of, having some leaders that have been, in the arena for 2 years now. So you got some good consistency there. So overall, like the whole body of work, what's your assessment so far?
Personally, it's been a dream come true, not without a lot of hard work, from our entire staff and a lot of guys helping on the way. But this is a job that I've always had an eye out for. I live in the community, been here for 10 years. Always really looked up to the program as a player at Linfield High School when Masco was in the Cape Ann League. And then when I was coaching at Triton and Masco was still in the Cape Ann League, just a classy organization with tough, hard-nosed football playing kids. And since we've got in here, we're very proud of what we've accomplished over the last year and a half with the weight program over the summer, the buy-in from players, the coaches buy-in, and the community support has been nothing short of unbelievable. There's a lot of engagement and support for our football program, evidenced on Friday nights, our Friday night home games. And we've only had one this year. We've been road warriors this year. Wow. But it's been a very rewarding experience for the last year and a half.
Yeah. And, speaking of atmospheres like that, you're going to get a heck of a lot more of that, as you move forward with this Northeastern Conference, man. I'm telling you, Beverly and Danvers had a war last week. Marblehead is undefeated. You guys 4-1. And I know the focus right now is at Danvers, though. So let's start there. What kind of problems do the Falcons present? Every team's good that you're going to face the rest of the way.
Yeah, Coach Nolan does a great job. He finds a way to play the game on his terms. They're always close with everybody they play. Coach Ibbotson, their offensive coordinator and offensive line coach, has that offensive line really clicking. They run the double wing offense, which in today's day and age is a unique offense to defend. We have the advantage of the double wing on because when you see it for the first time, it's something you just gotta. It's very difficult to all day. They're extremely versatile in the kicking game. They have a lot of different kickoffs, and so we got to be ready. This is going to be an all three phases night, and everything's got to work together to pull this one out.
Yeah, and then I know you're not looking past Danvers, of course, but man, the NEC as a whole has just been so good. You get Beverly down the road, and then Marblehead. That's all right. I won't make you do it. You're not going to make you look ahead, but tell me what you've seen.
Well,
Yeah, Coach. Danvers is going to be challenge number one, and then you get to you don't get any rest. Beverly, Marblehead. These three teams and you guys have just formed such a competitive conference this year. I know you're not going to look past Danvers, but tell me the signals you're getting about this NEC this year. It seems like it's been. I was talking to my former colleague Nick Kukru. I think it's been the strongest it's been in a long time, as a whole.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I prefaced a meeting with the kids on Monday, and we just kind of stepped back and looked at where we've come from and what we have ahead of us. The next 3 weeks are, Danvers 4-1, Beverly 4-1, Marblehead 4-0. Combined 12-2. Yeah. It's gonna be a grind. One of our mantras of the season is we climb. And these next 3 weeks are going to be the steepest yet. And then we walk into a bye week. So, we're going to give it everything we have for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, that's a really good setup. So is that like some schools can choose a bye week kind of whenever they want kind of thing, or is it beginning of the season or the end, or it's just anywhere you kind of want?
Yeah. The last 2 years, there's the extra week. So you have week one and week 1A. And so everyone's going to have a bye week. There's only 8 games to qualify. So everyone has a different bye week. We didn't choose the bye week. But as a staff, we kind of enjoy, the bye week leading up into the playoffs, rest up and work on, go back to fundamentals and get back into it that way. Last year, hindsight's 2020. We lost our first playoff game against Milford in a great football game. But these kids, a senior heavy team, we know what to expect now.
Yeah. Milford, is that the coach by the former great North Shore coach, Steve Dombrowski?
No, Steve is at Milton.
Milton.
Which is another great.
As soon as I was
another
saying.
Real, real strong Division III team.
That's right. As soon as I was saying that, I was getting it off the tip of my tongue. Oh, no, I'm wrong. It's Milton.
Yeah, Milton.
But the kids got some great playoff experience there. You were super competitive in that game. Only a 9-point loss. I'm sure you have a lot of faith in these kids in close, tight games and in high stakes.
I'm excited about the fact that we have a lot of experience, but no two seasons are alike. We haven't had a close game yet. We haven't had to play a fourth quarter yet. Frankly, that's a concern of mine. Going into these next 3 weeks, so we're addressing that in how we practice. We're addressing that in how we condition. We're addressing that in how we prepare. Again, we haven't had to play 4 quarters yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Division III, super stacked, you guys, at the moment, 4-1, the 11 seed. North Shore wise, the only other team that's kind of in the conversation there. And I say North Shore, I mean like NEC and Cape Ann League. Well, I guess GBL now with the Lynn's going over there. Lynn English is a little on the outskirts there. But is that a case where your scouts have to kind of keep a little eye on what's going on in Division III, maybe watch some YouTube or even get to a game? Is that even on the radar right now? Are you just like everyone all in on the regular season and what's in front of you?
I think this ties into having the bye the week before the playoffs start. We are fully focused on the next 3 weeks, primarily Danvers on Friday night at their place, which is always a difficult place to play.
Yeah.
So the answer is no. Would I be lying if I didn't check the scores of King Philip and Mansfield and North Attleboro and Reading and all those perennial powerhouses in Division III? Yes, I'd be lying. But I've gotten into the math for that equation is too difficult for me to figure out. And you're talking to a 16-year math teacher and a financial advisor. And I've been wrong 9 years in a row. So. Jeez. We'll figure out who we get and we'll prepare as hard as we can in the time we have.
I love it. Finally, coach, looking at the guys that wear the C on the jersey, who are the captains and what do they bring?
We have Lucas Magnifico, who came off a knee injury in spring and has played in the last 2 games. And he's an absolute force on the defense. He had a tremendous year last year as a junior on the defense as a defensive end. He's improved exponentially over the last 2 games, and we expect Lucas to continue that trend. Nino Stefanelli, who was injured in the Newburyport game, we hope to have him back soon. He had a lung injury, actually. He was hit in the back and got a lung injury, so he's kind of the rock of our organization. His off-season commitment, his in-season commitment, the respect he commands from his teammates, just incredible. So at some point, we're with him back. Cal Wyman, he does it all for us. He's been an electric player at the wide receiver position. He's solid and consistent at the cornerback position. He holds. He's one of our return men. And we have Jack Fabiano, who's our quiet leader. Jack, getting words and emotion out of Jack is very difficult. He kind of leads by example and just kind of always does things the right way.
Well, Coach, best of luck in the next one. Coach Pat Sheehan of Masconomic Football, year two, moving along, 11 wins in as a whole and four on the season, looking for number five this coming weekend. Coach, wish you the best of luck. And, man, it's going to be fun to see what comes out of that NEC scramble the last 3 weeks. Best of luck to you guys.
Going to be fun, Dom. Thanks for having me, man.
Have a good night, Coach. Talk soon.
You too.
Bye. I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester by the Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
If you're looking for a way to cut your energy bills, Moynihan Lumber has a solution. Take a look at a wide selection of energy-efficient Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, those are our guests for the night. Thank you for tuning in. And yeah, that was a lot of fun. Love talking to Brooke. Great future. Knows what she wants to do. And heck of an athlete, two-sport athlete, and, you know, that soccer team, super competitive despite the record, you know, only had one win at the time of our interview, but definitely in the tournament mix, like right in the middle of the pack in the teens. So they'll probably get in the tournament, and who knows, after competing in that competitive Cape Ann League, what they can do in Division Five. Let's hope they can do some damage. And, of course, Masco's football coach, we talked a lot of good stuff, and we will – after the break, get into some football postseason rankings, see where teams are lining up. So thank you for tuning in to this segment, and one more segment to go. It's going to be a little around the horn football rankings talk.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
If you're planning to replace the windows in your home, look no further than Moynihan Lumber and Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. You can see the complete line of Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Or visit us online at MoynihanLumber.com. That's MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
What's the matter? You can't follow your favorite high school teams?
Is Masco new to the NEC?
Well, don't worry. We got you covered. It's time for the North Shore Football Report.
What is HW?
Hey, this is all gold, everything he's saying right now.
On the North Shore Sports Desk.
I know absolutely nothing about this.
All right, back at it for one more segment. North Shore Sports Desk, MSNewsSports.com. Thanks to Rick Moore, by the way, Danny Martin, Paul Kelly, helping get the show on the road. All right, so football, Division One, St. John's Prep is your number one seed, really trying to get back to the top of the mountain there after Xaverian won a couple. Xaverian lost. They were 2-1 going into the game against Central Catholic, and they lost. So the 2-2, still above Central at number five. Excuse me. So, you know, St. John's is, of course, the team we always look for in Division One. In Division Two, we're looking at Beverly. Look at them, 9 seed. We had Jeff Hutton on last week. Great story out of Beverly. They got more wins than they've had in a while already. 4-1, number 9 seed. And they would be in the playoffs. Peabody on the outskirts, not a win yet. 5 losses on the season. So Beverly is the team from the North Shore that we're going to keep our eyes on in Division Two. In Division Three, Masconomic, Coach Dean's team, like we talked about, 11 seed, 4-1. And Lynn English of the GBL, right on the outskirts at number 17, would not be in if it started. And they're going to have a tough climb to get in because the GBL is not great with opponent ratings. So, excuse me, I'm so sorry. 2-2 for the Bulldogs. And so Masco and Lynn English would be the lone entrance in North Shore for possibly Lynn English. We like Masco's chances. So Marblehead undefeated at 4-0. They're number 5 seed in Division 4. And Danvers 4-1 after that loss to Beverly, 14 seed in Division 4. And then we move on to Division 5, where my boys, Gloucester, are 5-0, baby. What a start. What a season so far for Danny O'Connor and the Fishermen. 4 seed, 5-0. And they're ahead of St. Mary's, who they beat. At 9, North Reading is 3-0 at 8. And Swampscott and Salem are 14-15. So 2-2 for Swampscott, 2-3 for Salem. That'll be a fun bracket to watch. Lots of North Shore potential there, Division 5. Division 6, Bishop Fenwick, number 4, Pawtucket, 5. And Winthrop, with first win of the season against Saugus, moves up to 15 at 1-4. And Linfield registers in at 16. At 1-3. Division 7, Amesbury, your 2 seed, unbeaten. Manchester Essex just with the 1 loss in 4 contests at number 6. Hamilton Wyndham right outside at 18. You got to get the top 16 to get in the dance in football. 1-3. Division 8, we will finish up with Kipp Academy and Linvo Tech. So the 2 Linners, 14-15 respectively. 4 wins total between them. All right, let's call it a show. We still have a good long way to go, pretty much. We're looking at 10-17-24, I think like 4 weeks left, basically, of regular season football, if I am not mistaken. Actually, let's look real quick. Lynn English, we'll go to them. Lynn English football will have how many games to go? So the 2-2 overall, Malden, Medford, Everett, Somerville. Yeah, so 4 weeks. We got 4 weeks to go. So basically a month's worth of football still to play before we get into the postseason and then Thanksgiving, Super Bowl, all that good stuff. December, wrap it up, go to basketball, hockey, call it a day. All right, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks to our sponsors. I'm Don DeCastro, a weekly show. Thanks for stopping by.